From Nevada Public Radio, this is the Daily Rundown. I'm Natalie Ott. Today is March 17, 2026. Here are your top local stories. If it continues business as usual, the U.S. Postal Service is on track to run out of cash for paying its workers and vendors in about a year and may have to stop deliveries, Postmaster General David Steiner told lawmakers this week. The warning is the latest development in the USPS's longstanding financial troubles. The Postal Service is a unique federal government agency that relies on stamps and service fees, not tax dollars, to deliver mail and packages 6 days a week to every address in the country. I'm not sure that the American public is aware that the Postal Service is at a critical juncture. I know that I wasn't aware of the extent of it before I took on this role, but at our current run rate, and if we continue to pay our required obligations in the same manner as we have done in recent years, then we will be out of cash in less than 12 months. Steiner, who joined USPS last July, said in a written statement released ahead of a House Oversight Committee hearing on Tuesday. Read the full story by NPR's Hansi Lo Wong at knpr.org. The city of Henderson is expected to approve the use of opioid settlement funds today at 4 p.m. for a fentanyl awareness campaign. According to staff reports, the city will use about $60,000 to educate middle school and high school students about the dangers of the drug. The campaign will partner with schools, the Southern Nevada Boys and Girls Club, youth groups, sports clubs, and others. Answering community and safety concerns over so-called micromobility devices in its jurisdiction, the city of Henderson implemented new laws regarding electronic bikes, scooters, and motorcycles on March 3rd. They address underage operation and new classifications of the vehicles, as well as which ones are no longer permitted. Tori Jackson, Sustainability and Climate Manager for the City of Henderson, described some of her observations of e-bike and e-scooter use as dangerous and reckless behavior. Jackson's division received a grant through the Nevada Office of Traffic Safety's Vulnerable Road User Program and developed its own Ride Smart, Stay Safe campaign. This campaign is really focused on those juveniles across Henderson and providing them and their families, as well as the community at large, with education and tools on how to ride these devices safely, Jackson said. This includes helmet use, understanding the difference between the legal and illegal devices, as well as just how to safely share the roads, trails, and parks responsibly. Violations of the new laws can result in fines and vehicle impounding, and in some cases, both a juvenile operator and their parent or guardian can be fined. Henderson police are particularly concerned about juvenile operation of the faster electric motorcycles. Read the full story by KNPR's Heidi Kaiser and Charlize Smith at knpr.org. The Las Vegas Valley could see record high temperatures this week, with readings in the upper 90s. The first record could fall on Wednesday, when the National Weather Service forecasts a high of 96. That would be the warmest March day ever, the Las Vegas Review-Journal reports, but possibly not for long. Highs Thursday through Saturday are forecast in the upper 90s and could reach 100, or about 30 degrees above normal. Record heat will cover much of Southern and Central California and stretch into Texas. Los Angeles, San Diego, Phoenix, and Albuquerque are all cities that could see daily records at least once in the next few days, the Weather Channel reports. The NBA is getting closer to adding teams in Las Vegas and Seattle. According to ESPN, the league's Board of Governors will vote on exploring the possibility at its meeting next Tuesday and Wednesday, March 24th and 25th. If governors vote in favor of the two cities, the next step would be to determine and begin the purchase process. A potential final vote could be held later this year. The target for both teams to begin play would be the 2028-29 season. A 3/4 majority is needed in both voting rounds, meaning 23 of the league's 30-team governors would need to approve. The Las Vegas Review-Journal reports that Magic Johnson is interested in being part of the Las Vegas ownership group. The former Lakers star currently has ownership stakes in 5 other professional teams. More than 50 years ago, did Las Vegas love the Beatles? Yeah. By the summer of 1964, the boys from Liverpool had conquered the record charts and television. Whether they could conquer Las Vegas was harder to say. Young people were especially crazy about them, but Las Vegas audiences tended to be older. Stan Irwin decided to take a chance. Irwin was a longtime performer who served as entertainment director at the Sahara Hotel. He said booking agents tried other hotels which turned down the Fab Four. As he put it, "I'm the only one who seemed to know about the Beatles, so I bought them." He booked them for the Congo Room, which seated about 600. He realized the Beatles would need more space and went down Paradise Road to the Convention Center, which had opened 5 years earlier. Using the rotunda and the balcony would allow about 8,000 people to attend. Tickets sold quickly, but mainly to local teenagers. About a week before the show, interest spiked. Hear the full episode of Nevada Yesterdays with UNLV Professor Michael Green and former Nevada Senator Richard Bryan at knpr.org. This has been The Daily Rundown, a production of Nevada Public Radio. To hear more or to support public radio in Southern Nevada, visit knpr.org.